Toledo. That district included Mahia 37, Madisonville 30. We're now joined by Mahia football coach Frank Sandoval, who joins us on ESPN Central Texas. It's an off week for Mahia, so they get a chance to take a deep breath. Frank, did you get an adrenaline rush as a team, the emotions of celebrating that state championship team 30 years ago?
Yeah, yes, sir. You know, obviously as a coach, you dream and you aspire to do some things like that, and you want your kids to experience that success. So having those guys in the locker room, there was a nostalgia about those guys, and they brought a certain energy to our group and our team. And, I think it was really good for them, but I think it was just as good for our players.
What does this win mean to you guys as far as building momentum? This is a really good Madisonville team you guys knocked off.
Yeah, you know, we've been really close, and we've started off fast in a couple games. You know, Cameron Yo, we started up 14-0, and, T, we went off 21-0. We opened up with Madisonville, 22-0. So we're starting fast. You know, my challenge has been we want to play disciplined football for four quarters at Black Cat speed, and I felt like our kids were trying to give us what we wanted, and it was huge because we went down late in the game, and our kids responded, and I tell them all the time, and I try to give them examples of what good teams do, and I think that's the quality of a good team.
You win 37-30, and not only did you have the emotions that you discussed, but also you didn't have a game the week before. The game with Cold Spring was canceled because of all the flooding down in the southeast part of Texas. Did that end up being a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, you know, we wanted to play a game because we needed our kids. We have a relatively young team that doesn't have much Friday night experience, so we needed those reps. Hindsight's 20/20, and who knows? So we moved on, and we couldn't sit there and mope about it. We just knew that we needed to get ready for Madisonville at that point.
So were your kids frothing at the mouth to play then? I mean, did that kind of benefit you going in?
Yeah, I think they were excited. You know, our kids like a good challenge, and they understand where they are in the district, and they know how tough of a district this is. So they were excited to get back on the field and be able to play a game because, you know, they were disappointed that we couldn't do it, but I kind of explained the situation to them, and they understood everything going down in that area. So, I definitely think they were excited about this one.
All right, Frank, you got to be honest with me. You look at that district. Everyone knows it's top to bottom pretty deep. Do you look at the schedule, and it's the second year of realignment, depending on who you are, and you mentioned you're a young team, do you honestly look at the schedule and go, we have to beat these two or three teams and then pick one up somewhere else? I know you think you can win every game. Absolutely. But is that the way sometimes you look at a district when you're about to start it?
I'll be honest with you. I don't look that far ahead. We try to play it one game at a time, and I know it's cliche, mm-hmm. and you're going, you might be calling me a liar, but the God honest truth is we have to play one game at a time, and you just want to make sure that you're prepared as a coach, the kids are ready, your assistant coaches are ready, and you understand that. In this district, we all know, I mean, every coach, number one, there's great coaches in these districts, you know, and number two, every team in this district can easily beat a team that night. So if you're not focused on that one team for that one week, it's probably not going to go well for you.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, Fairfield wins by 20, but the other two games went down to 7 points. You over Madisonville, Conley against Toledo as well. So you have the off week. You just had the canceled game. You have the nice win. You're a young team. Sometimes the off week comes at a really good time. In this particular case, does it allow you to kind of take a deep breath after the victory and then tweak a few more things, or do you just need to go play another game?
Yeah, you know, it's always nice to have an open week because you want, you know, football's supposed to be fun. Obviously, it's our profession and what we do, but the kids need to have fun, so it's good for them to take a big, deep breath and get ready to go through the stretch. So we're going to try to make this week a little fun. We'll do some shortened-up stuff. And we have a pool party plan, and we have a little cookout plan, and we have a couple different things that we're going to do as a team. So, you can't control when the bye week happens. All you can control is how you practice that week and what you do activity-wise. So we're going to try to control those things.
When I was at Baylor earlier today, Frank, I saw your great friend Joey McGuire, Cedar Hill, and what he's done at Baylor. We've asked you about him before, but I need you to give me something on him that he doesn't think we know. so we can talk to him about it the next time we see him. I know.
Hey, I don't know if I can do that. I will say this. We have a group message. There's about 20 of us coaches that work for him. And there are a lot of Joey McGuire-isms that are thrown out there on a daily basis, from leaving staples in cork boards to handing out equipment without tags. And everybody's got their fair share of butt chewing from Coach McGuire. I can't tell you much more, though.
Okay. No, you'd have to kill me.
That's good.
That's good. Well, he's done a great job. Obviously, that staff has a huge win against Iowa State as well. You know, and if you don't mind me asking you about this, Mahia head coach Frank Sandoval, who worked under Joey McGuire at Cedar Hill, was there any doubt when he decided to take that job that he would help them become successful?
Oh, there was zero doubt. We thought it was the best hire that Coach Rhule had made. We call Joey, Coach McGuire, we call him the people's champ. Everybody loves him, and it's hard not to like him. He's a genuinely great person that loves and cares for people, you know, whether they're football players or not. He loves people. When that happened, we knew that they were going to be successful, and we knew that he would be an asset to Coach Rhule and his staff in the Baylor University. So we were all pumped up. We were sad to see him go, obviously, because we knew how special he was. But we were really happy for him because we knew that's what he wanted, and we felt like he earned it and he deserved that.
Frank, thank you, man. Congratulations on the win. Good luck going forward. It's going to be a fun district to watch as it unfolds. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.